Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. On an absolutely beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Now, this is the time of year. You don't have to ask yourself why I live in Arizona. Now, we've just been through probably one of the most hateful summers I can remember in a long, long time. And I got to Phoenix in 1966. So I've been through a few Phoenix summers. But boy, this one was brutal. And there's nothing better than fall football, fall temperatures, and fall colors. I love the fall season. So we're here to celebrate it. We're here to talk this hour about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. You can join the conversation. We are a call-in talk show at 1-888-767-4348. And this show just happens to be one of the things we do to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. One of the other things we do, of course, is maintain a website, rosieonthehouse.com. We've been doing this phone-in, question-and-answer home show for 32 years. All the questions we get about Arizona home ownership are posted on that website with the appropriate, correct, Arizona-focused answer. So the website, rosieonthehouse.com, is like your encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. Use it. It's free, okay? Put all my experience and all... The great thing about being known as every Arizona homeowner's best friend is people offer us lots of advice. They bring us information that I ordinarily... The information finds its way to us. I don't even have to go looking for it many times. Experts reach out to us and share with us things that we need to know. Just like this last hour, you know, a brand new product, Hospitality BioCleaners, is a perfect example. So that website, rosieonthehouse.com, serves as kind of the leading edge on what's new and what works. Another thing we do is publish a calendar that's kind of like a do-it-yourself home maintenance journal. And this month, in October, if you had one of our calendars, you would know that one of the sponsors of the show, Marvell Masonry, is running a special for Rosie on the House folks. If you'd like to do a little exterior hardscaping, they're going to give you 10% off a Belgard Western Stone Fire Pit Kit. They'll give you free delivery for any order over $1,000. Get in there and order some Belgard pavers, some Belgard retaining walls, and that stone fire pit kit. You'll get it all delivered for free. You got to let them know you're a Rosie on the House homeowner, and they'll make that available to you. While you're at the website, don't forget to register for the staycation. We award one every single month, and this month we just awarded one for people to get down to Green Valley. If you register right now, you'll be registering to win. You have to register by November 15th. You'll be registering to win an Arizona staycation in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. What better time to get to Prescott than this time of year right now?
You don't want to miss the leaves. The fall colors are just so amazing. I wanted to say also, if you don't have time to call us, you can always text us, 411-923. We do monitor the texting screen. So if you have a comment or a piece of that information Rosie was talking about, or you just wanted to ask a question on the fly, be sure you text us.
Yeah, and the leafometer ought to be going nuts right now because the temperatures are just now touching those temperatures that kind of set it all off. I understand that there are parts of Arizona expecting snow in this little front that's coming through on Monday, Tuesday. So that's exciting.
They keep making the Phoenix high lower. I saw 68 this morning. You didn't believe me. You'll have to look. You have to look at your app yourself.
That means our high is going to go down 30 degrees.
That's what it says.
In 3 days, from 98 to 68. How much do you love that?
Checking the leafometer right now. Yes? It's on orange, so that would be part three of the four. So it's starting to peak.
Perfect.
Get out there.
Perfect opportunity to book a room at Little America in Flagstaff, one of our staycation partners. I think they're booking half book right now. They're running the motel half full.
Yeah, and so anytime
book ahead.
Anything you want to plan this season, I think you ought to be able to check it out first, quick, get it, decide early, because things are filling up really fast. Things like pumpkin patches and any hotels, just call ahead and get. Don't assume you can just show up and
get out and experience beautiful Arizona. Now, one of the things we wanted to talk about this hour was get in and experience your kitchen. And I have to say that kitchen remodeling is probably right now the number one most requested project at Rosie Wright Remodeling, followed very closely by what has been the number one request for about 4 or 5 years, and that was multi-generational living. People wanted to know, come look at my house and tell me how I can accommodate moving mom back home or dad back home, or a college graduate coming back home to stay for a while. Maybe that college graduate is coming with a spouse and a couple kids, a dog, a rabbit, a hamster, who knows? So that has been our number one request, really, for it's been, I said 5 years, it's been longer than that. It's been about 7 or 8 years. But right now, kitchens stand as the number one, kitchen remodeling stands as the number one project that has people calling us right now. So I wanted to be able to tell people what they could expect to spend on their kitchen remodeling. So we went back into our projects that we've done successfully for Arizona homeowners all through the Phoenix metro area. And we just, I'm kind of a numbers guy, numbers nerd. I took what their total contract was, not including appliances, because generally speaking, we'll let you go pick your appliances and we'll let you buy your appliances on our account. And we just set it up as a COD delivery, saving some money for you, the homeowner. And then we manage the delivery, we manage the installation. But not including appliances, it's very easy. The least expensive remodel we've done in the last 5 years was $39,000. And that was a 170 square foot kitchen. That comes out to $230 a square foot. Now, that's at the very, very low end. If you took your kitchen square footage by 230, that's the absolute minimum you could expect to spend for a kitchen rejuvenation. It isn't going to be a kitchen remodel where we're changing floor covering, cabinets, appliances, countertops. And we don't do a kitchen remodel without seriously addressing the lighting. Jennifer and I live in a home that was built in the mid-60s. We moved in it in 1988 and have been there ever since. The kitchen had 3 recessed cans in it. When we remodeled, I left it up to our electrician to do what he thought the kitchen needed. I couldn't believe it when I came home that night. He had 18 recessed cans in the kitchen ceiling. And I just knew he had overdone it. We finished the job. And would you want to live in that kitchen with any less light?
No, it's perfect.
It really is.
Plus, we have a couple skylights, too.
A couple skylights, lots of glass facing the back patio. It's on 2 different circuits. They're dimmable. But lighting, where many of you are living in kitchens that we built back in the, 60s, 70s, and 80s, you've got this dorky little fluorescent lens thing with, plastic acrylic lenses with some fluorescent lights up mounted on the ceiling. Horrible, horrible. That's the first thing we get rid of. So about the least you can expect, we kind of establish kitchen budgets three ways. We take a square footage of your kitchen. The least expensive kitchen we've done was 230 a square foot. The most expensive kitchen we've done was $600 a square foot. So we take a look at the square footage and we run it through our data. Then we take a look at what your current home appraisal is. And I can tell you that most people are spending about 20% of their current home appraisal on their kitchen remodel. So if you've got a home that's $400,000 and you want to remodel your kitchen that's about 200 square feet, I'm going to tell you, well, you're probably going to be at about $400 a square foot, about 20% of the $400,000. You're going to be somewheres between $50,000 and $80,000. Unless you get carried away with your finishes and are going into luxury finishes, we're going to go a lot higher than that. The other way we establish kitchen budgets is we take a look at the cabinet package and we say, okay, what are we going to spend on just the cabinets? And then we take that number and multiply it times five. And that's probably about the cost of the kitchen remodel. If you're going to spend $10,000 on cabinets, the kitchen remodel without appliances is probably going to go about $50,000.